proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our series about God with us, looking at how God and David interacted. God manifested himself throughout the Bible as a personal deity. He interacted with people, revealing himself unto them. Today we look at God's interaction with David. David praised God, especially during his private devotions. When David served as a shepherd, he had a number of opportunities to meditate on the character of God. In 2 Samuel 7, after God had promised to establish David's lineage, David said to God, quote, "Let thy name be magnified forever," saying, "The Lord of hosts is the God over Israel," unquote. To this he added a request to, quote, "Let the house of thy servant David be established before thee," unquote. David glorified God privately, but he also did so publicly. When David had the Ark of the Covenant brought into Jerusalem, as described in 2 Samuel chapter 6, he, quote, "danced before the Lord with all his might," unquote. The writer of 1 Chronicles chapter 13 added this, quote, "David and all Israel played before God with all their might, and with singing, and with harps, and with psalteries, and with timbrels, and with cymbals, and with trumpets," unquote. According to 1 Chronicles chapter 15, moreover, David established choruses of musicians and choirs to sing God's praises during the times of Israel's corporate group worship. In the book of the Psalms, David left written records of the poems about God which he composed, verses which tended to glorify God for either his acts or his attributes. This Bible study will deal with a few of those Psalms. David commended the character of God. According to Psalm 7, he exclaimed, quote, "I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness," unquote. David praised God's strength when, in Psalm 21, he said, quote, "Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength, so we will sing and praise thy power," unquote. David praised the sovereignty of God in Psalm 47, writing that, quote, "God is king of all the earth, sing ye praises with understanding," unquote. David also commended the protection which God provided him. In Psalm 21, he declared that, quote, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song I will praise him," unquote. David glorified God for his redemption in Psalm 40, quote, "He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God," unquote. David also praised the eternal salvation that God wrought. He testified in Psalm 18 that, quote, "God delivered me from my enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above all that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man," unquote. David continued, quote, "Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name," unquote. David had many reasons to praise God. Over the course of David's life, God showed his favor toward David and his grace toward David in a number of ways. He allowed David to prevail over the much larger and more experienced Philistine warrior Goliath. He enabled David to serve as his king over the Jewish people. By praising God, David thereby connected with him, setting an example for Christians to follow. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.